The alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m. You lie awake for a moment, mentally mapping the day ahead. The commute, those production targets, the team meetings, the endless logistics logjams. You get up, make a coffee, and get to work. You work hard. You are disciplined, efficient, and careful with your money. By any historical standard, you are doing everything right.
Yet, when you look at your bank account at the end of the month, a cold, persistent anxiety settles in.
It's not that you're mismanaging your money. It's that despite your promotions, your overtime, and your strict budgeting, your financial baseline feels like shifting sand.
Exactly. The numbers on the screen might be growing slightly, but your ability to buy a house, secure a comfortable retirement, or comfortably pay your electricity bills is slipping through your fingers.
Think about it. Your energy bill arrives and it's up another 20%. You visit the grocery store and the same basket of items costs double what it did a few years ago. Yet the items are shrinking in size and quality.
And what are we told? We're told that this is just inflation, a natural economic phenomenon like the weather. You are told that if you leave your money in a high street bank savings account, earning a stable 2% APY, you're being responsible.
They are lying to you.
They absolutely are. What you are experiencing is not a natural disaster. It is an extraction. You are running as fast as you can up a downward moving escalator, and the machinery is controlled by central banks and politicians who are systematically debasing the currency you trade your life for.
To understand how to escape this trap, you must understand that right now, two different people are living in two entirely different economic realities, even if they share the exact same street. Let's look at the two worlds and the tale of two ledgers.
Let's start with Investor A, the faithful captive. Investor A works 45 hours a week. He saves $500 a month in a traditional UK bank account. He believes in the system, just as his parents did. The bank rewards his loyalty with a 2% annual interest rate, if he's lucky. After 20 years of disciplined saving, Investor A looks at his ledger. Nominally, his money has grown.
But what happened in the real world? In the real world, the central bank has expanded the total money supply, M2, by an average of 6.5% every single year to bail out institutions and fund government deficits. Because the supply of currency skyrocketed, the cost of everything else rose with it.
So, Investor A's savings didn't actually grow. They decayed. His purchasing power has been decimated by over 50%. He did everything right, and he was punished for it. He is at the bottom of the Cantillon effect and doesn't even know it.
Now, contrast that with Investor B, the sovereign engine. Investor B works the exact same job, but he refuses to store his life's energy in a leaking bucket. He understands that the internet has created a parallel financial reality.
Right, so every Friday, a portion of his paycheck is automatically converted into monetary energy in the form of Bitcoin, an asset with a mathematical supply cap that no government can alter. He's done this for nearly a decade.
But he doesn't stop there. He treats his Bitcoin as a pristine equity base. He reallocates a calculated percentage of equity over time into early-stage Web3 infrastructure tokens, actively locking them into the networks as validator nodes, staking and vesting cycles to generate automatic native token yields.
And to protect himself from local energy spikes and endless cost of living crises, he deploys cutting-edge AI trading algorithms that generate high-velocity cash flow in stablecoins, targeting monthly yields that make traditional annual bank interest look like a rounding error.
Investor B is not smarter or harder working than Investor A. But Investor B changed his jurisdiction. He disconnected his wealth from a failing localized nation state and plugged it directly into a global network of software, math, and automated technology.
And that is exactly why we created the DBM Wealth Builder series. It is the blueprint for all the aspiring Investor Bs out there.
It is created for the ordinary person who feels trapped by compounding pressures of aggressive taxation, excessive regulatory overreach, skyrocketing energy costs, and a currency that buys less with each passing day.
It is a mechanical manual designed to take you from a passive participant in a rigged, localized lottery to a sovereign actor in a cross-border digital economy.
You do not need an economics degree, and you do not need to ask permission from a bank manager, a boss, or a government. Through the power of the internet, Web3, and blockchain, you can take total ownership of your financial destiny.
The legacy financial system is an engine designed to extract your energy. It is time to build your own engine. Let's begin. See the show notes to access the series and get started today.